Blog Talk Radio.
Baby blue staring in the window pane, just counting drops of rain, wondering if she's got the guts to take it, running down her dreams in a dirt.
Accomplished at this point.
Yeah, I'm not crying. Just for the record, I'm not either, but I'm always the last to cry. And it's not because I'm emotionless. I swear, you guys, I cry on the regular. It's not on the show.
Yeah, she's done it to me.
That's
a few times.
Job, so.
Yeah. Anyway, hi, listeners, and welcome to another special edition of Sweet Days with Murph. On today's show, we have super talented, super sweet singer-songwriter Whiskey Cake with us. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and she'll share a story that pretty much touched my heart when I first heard about it, and I'm sure it'll touch yours as well. There probably won't be a die in the place when we're done with this show, y'all. Anyway. I have my lovely and talented and the perpetual thorn in my side co-host with me. Let's do this thing. Hey, girl.
Hi.
What do you say we skip the pleasantries and bring on the guests?
Probably a good idea, because people aren't listening to hear us talk.
And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Missy Kate to the show. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hey, y'all. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show today.
I really appreciate you taking a little time to do this. I kind of like to start out every interview with virtually the same two questions. Number one, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into this whole music thing in the first place.
Okay.
Well, I'm Whiskey Kate. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm based out of the mountains in Colorado. I'm originally born and raised in Texas. And I started music, started writing songs when I was about 6. And grew up singing in church and then started branching out after I almost died with chronic Lyme disease. And taught myself to play the guitar, and then it just kind of went from there, and everything's kind of changed since then as well, with the car accident that I was in February with a traumatic brain injury.
That's and you and I we've been constantly in communication a part of this, and you were telling me about the car accident. Go ahead and share the story if you would.
Sure. Yeah, it was great to finally connect with you because when you saw that I was in a car accident, you were just so great and so encouraging during that time. I was in a car wreck. I say car wreck, it's car accident. Two cars hit me from behind at a stoplight one morning on February 24th this last year. And I got a concussion on scene and then went to the emergency room. They confirmed the concussion. But I don't remember driving home from the emergency room because they didn't run any tests like they should have. And I finally had tests done a month later to show that it actually showed that I had a traumatic brain injury. And during that time, I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. I had non-epileptic seizures. People kept telling me, you know, you'll be fine. It's not a big deal. But the last 6 months have been honestly pure hell. So it hasn't exactly been the easiest thing, especially with a brain injury, because they say it takes time, and it really does just take time and patience, because one day and 1 minute you're fine and then the next you're not. It feels like somebody's frying an egg in your brain.
Yeah. Okay, Cody, I got to talk for a minute. So,
okay.
Sorry, Megan was
in
there.
I know you've got a similar story, Emma.
A what?
I know you've got a similar story.
Yeah, okay. I've never talked about this on the show before. Everyone knows I had a car accident a year ago, and I broke my collarbone. It was the other person's fault. Mm. I was the passenger, not the driver. It was another car's fault. They made an illegal turn, and we T-boned them, and I broke my collarbone. I am 6 months behind in school because I'm a college student, so it was my first semester. I didn't get to go. And people, don't understand that even though, you know, it's been so long, like it's been a year. People don't understand that that's like not something that goes away.
No.
And like,
no.
You know, I have like physically I'm fine. I mean, I always had back and neck issues, so I mean, that's not really an issue. My shoulder, I have arthritis like in the like around the where the break was, which is, you know, typical, and that's not really an issue for me. But I do have PTSD, and people don't think that that's
really an issue,
and they don't realize that that's, like, a problem for people. And they think, like, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal, or, like, you're fine because you're healed, and, like, you're not.
No,
and
you're not.
And it's, like, been an issue for, like, a year for me. And,
yeah,
you know, my family knows that and stuff. I don't, like, take medicine for it. It's, like, it's progressively getting better, going away, whatever. But, like, people think things are, like, small things, like when you freak out or whatever, like when you're in the car, like people think that's funny or they think, like, you're being dramatic. Like, it's not. It's for real.
It's not.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I had a concussion once. It was, like, mild, and I didn't have any of those dramatic side effects. I can't imagine what that's like. I actually did it to myself because I hit my face on something being an idiot.
Oh, goodness.
But I did have a concussion before, so I know that it's a really long process to heal from. And people don't really think that things that they can't see are problems for people, but they are.
Right. Well, exactly. That's one thing that, you know, with a brain injury, you can't see. I can put makeup on and look fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening on the outside, but nobody understands that, you know, I have my nervous system is completely damaged because the central nervous system where the brain is.
Right.
Is what I have to learn to control now. And the burning pain, it's like somebody's frying an egg on your brain, or like the sharp,
yeah.
I call it like the, you know, the laser Jedi Star
yeah.
Wars, like somebody's sticking laser beams in me.
But, when I had a concussion, I just had like really bad headaches and I slept a lot. I just remember I slept a lot and I was like 15, 16 maybe. And I actually was opening the car door joking around while I was doing it, and I slipped, and I pulled the door out, like, making fun of something.
Oh,
I don't know what it was, and I hit myself in the face. It's funny to me now, because it's been so long, like, that I did it that way, and I was, like, surely, like, I'm not actually injured from this, because that would be ridiculous. People would
right.
think I'm an idiot for hurting myself like that, but I did. But, yeah, I just remember I slept a lot. I don't remember a whole lot. Like, I just remember I had really bad headaches, and I slept a lot, and it took a really long time to get over, and people don't think
yeah.
about stuff like that.
Yeah, I lost a lot of my memory with it, long-term and short-term retaining things. Sometimes my speech will just stop, and I can't finish communicating, depending on how overwhelmed I am or if I've hit my limit for the day because I can't do a lot. So, like, when I go and perform, like, for that hour that I'm performing, like, that's it. For me, like, for that hour or two that I'm doing music, like, people think, oh, she's out there doing it again. She's on stage. She must be fine. What they don't understand is that's all I can do. Yeah, like, that's it. Like, I have this really sexy thing that happens with my eye, my left side. It starts fluttering. So I always tell people, well, you know, don't think I'm flirting with you because my eye's going crazy. But I have special glasses. Exactly. I have special glasses I have to wear because of my vision. And thankfully, a friend got them for me for my birthday. And, you know, it's coming along. I'm learning my limits. I'm learning to push them and push past them and learn how to work around this energy injury. It's not easy, but, I mean, just being on the show today has been awesome, and being able to do the gigs that I've been doing. And then I didn't get to tell you before I came on the show, I am officially a brand ambassador for J Forks Jewelry now.
That's awesome.
And that just happened.
Cool.
And
that's
yeah,
cool.
I was really excited about it.
I
want to
be a brand ambassador for jewelry. I have a free jewelry.
Well, you should look her stuff up. J Forks, Jewelry is amazing, and I've been following them for a long time. She's been Cowboys and Indians, and she does a lot of trade shows, and her
That's
jewelry
awesome.
Is everything that she makes. I mean, and you know my
That's
heart
great.
With that. It's just people that are doing things that, you know, they are doing that they're passionate about, just like y'all with your show.
Yeah.
It's really important to be a part of those kind of things with people that are passionate about the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
No,
go
ahead, Cody. I'll talk after you.
I was just going to say, I'm going to get a little sappy here for a second. It's a little sappy.
Please don't get all sentimental and emotional on me. I can't take it. I will cry today. Don't that?
I might cry too. We could all cry together.
Same. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. I follow you on Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram, and I got to be honest with you. Seeing all your posts and everything, you're just incredibly inspiring to me.
No.
No crying. No, we're not there yet. We're not doing that yet.
Okay.
No crying.
No, it's just, it's nice to have, like, someone on the show for a chat, which I love everyone that comes on the show. So if anybody of you is listening, I'm not insulting you before you even think it. Because, you know, people like attention. So just so you know, I'm not insulting anyone. Really nice to have someone that, like, somebody that understands, like, things, like, and it's nice to have somebody where, like, it's a platform that we can share, because this is not something that I would, like, normally talk about, because it doesn't come up in conversation, and I don't, like, I'm not out there, like, I'm not, like, doing shows and, like, seeking attention, like, oh, this is what happened to me, like, it's not that, I mean, it's a big deal to me, but it's not that big of a deal to other people, so I, like, don't, because it's just, people know I was, like, injured, like, physically and stuff, and people, a lot of people were involved with the show knew that, but, like, now people are like, okay, you're still complaining about this, like, it's been a year, and, like, I feel like people don't understand, like, these are things that, like, stay with you for a long time.
Well, the PTSD is a big deal. I have that, too, still from that. And it's a real thing. And, I mean, people go through all sorts of traumas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a lot when people share it. It's not an excuse. It's just where you're at. And,
well, and people don't,
and I say just don't, people, don't be around people that don't get it, or, you know, those people aren't supposed to be in your life then.
Or minimize
it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's exactly right.
People don't people don't associate that with things like an injury or being in an accident or things like that. People associate that with, like, bigger issues, which I understand, because that's what we are, like, shown, and that's what we see, and that's what we are, that's constantly, like, around, and that's what it's talked about. But people don't talk about the fact that when this happens to you, or when this happens to you, or when anything traumatic can happen to you and, like, have a residual effect, and people don't stop to think about that. They associate PTSD a lot of times with, like, servicemen and women in the military and things like that, and they don't stop to think that any traumatic, like, incident in anyone's life, it doesn't matter how small it seems to you or whatever, can cause, like,
thank
a problem for someone.
And thank goodness that the military brings that awareness up about PTSD, because, you know, and thank you for service for all you men and women who serve, and the families that do too as well. But it is on another scale. PTSD can come from any kind of trauma, and most people have PTSD in some sort or fashion, because we don't go through this life perfect. I mean, there's a lot of things that can affect everybody on a different level, and some people just don't understand that's what it is as well.
It doesn't discriminate, and it comes in all different shapes and sizes, and it comes in different ways, and it affects different people differently. And just because you don't have this symptom or this or this or this does not mean that you're, you know, like, you're any less than this person that has this problem. Like, people seem to think, like, if it's not super, like, severe, you don't have this or you don't have that, then it's not the same as this person's, or it's not as bad as this person. Like, that's not true, just because you don't have the same issues or the same things that affect you. People don't think about different things like that when they talk about these issues.
Only a handful of people know about this, but 6 months ago, this past Thursday, actually, you know about this, Kate. I was
dude, everybody that's ever listened to this show knows about this, because your girl here, Emily,
pretty much
publicized it, just so everyone's aware.
I was hospitalized with a major infection that nearly killed me, and I still flash back to that time a little bit. It's just,
Yeah, and, like, there's nothing, like, it's not, like, anything to be ashamed of. Like, people think that it's, like, this big deal, and, like, oh, you shouldn't tell people that, or people, like, it has, like, a negative thing associated with it, and that's not necessarily an issue. Like, I don't know why people were, like, ashamed of it. Like, Cody told me that, and I was like, because we are best. If for anybody out there that's listening that hasn't figured it out by now, we are, like, best friends. He's my best friend on the whole planet, all that stuff. And he told me, and I was like, that's, like, you can tell people that. You don't have to be, like, afraid, like, oh, people are going to think this. Like,
right.
Tell them. Talk to people. Like, they want you to share with them, so do it.
I mean, those are some of the times where you're most critical is the scariest. I mean, I lost my voice. My voice has completely changed since after the car accident. And I lost a beautiful friend to cancer during the car accident recovery, and I'm still recovering. I mean, it's going to take another year or more.
Yeah.
And, you know, my hair went pink, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh, this girl has lost her mind. No, it's the fact that nobody can see what I'm going through.
Yeah.
But I want those that are going through cancer or those that are going through a disease that I can't do anything about. I can't help them, but you know what? I can at least – I have a platform to where I can show them they're not alone.
Yeah.
And that I support them some form or another, whether, you know, whatever that is. I have friends that have gotten tattoos, people that start fundraisers. I mean, everybody has their own way of showing support to one another. And that's just my way of making sure that people know as well, because
yeah.
I have some friends that just found out they had cancer all throughout their body. So,
well,
you know, everybody has their
what?
Own things that they go through and hardship.
Okay, we have connected on such a deep level. Like, we're going to be friends forever, just so you know. Like, me and you, we're going to be friends. No, Cody, actually, that is so weird. Like, okay, a friend, which this is not exactly public knowledge, so I'm not going to use names or anything, but a friend of ours, Cody and myself, mainly me, but he's friends with her because of me, found out she has cancer recently, and it has been, like, such a trying thing. Like, and I met this person through, like, Twitter and stuff because of the show. Well, I met her before I did the show, but ever since the show started, she's been, like, a huge supporter, always, like, by my side, like, my ride or die, even though we've never met in person. We've only communicated online and emails, whatever. It's, like, such – even the things that, like, aren't that big of a deal make you emotional in that situation. Like, she and I, we talk every day. We always did. And things like she shares with me every day, like, things that are, like, clinical, so to speak, or that she'll say, like, oh, we're doing this, this, and this. Like, even though we already know what's wrong and we already know what's happening – like, those little things, for some reason, those, like, really, like, hit home. Like, just hearing, oh,
yeah.
I'm doing this, or they're going to do this, they're going to do this. Like, for some reason, that just, like, stirs something in people, and I don't understand. Like, this is something that, you know, she's not telling people as far as just, like, tweeting about it or posting it on Facebook. Like, that's just not her style at all. And so
right.
She kept it just within her friends and family. But it's so weird to me, like, this thing. Like, when I found out about it, of course I was so sad and everything, and then I, you know, she's like, no, it's going to be fine, because being fine is, like, the only choice, and everything's going to be great, and we're just going to, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be okay, and we're all here together, and we're all doing this. But, like, for some reason, those little things that you hear, like, oh, they're going to do this for this day, as they're doing this treatment or this, like, for some reason, those small things are, like, really what gets you. And I don't
understand, you know,
like,
it's their life, it's what they're going through, and, you know, it's
yeah.
just like the stuff on my bad days. You don't see me post a lot about my bad days. I don't, because they literally, and I know Cody's seen a lot more with Snapchat. Sometimes I'll post about the bad days on there.
Right.
And because they're moment by moment, literally, like
right.
I can be talking to y'all perfectly fine. And then here in the next minute, I won't be able to see or be able to function or drive or do anything. And it gets scary, but it's neat
yeah.
to see other people that are supporting one another, even
other,
when
yeah.
they aren't posting. Like you were saying, she doesn't post about those bad things, but you know that she's scared and she's going through a really hard time through it all. So,
yeah. And it's very like, go ahead, Cody. I was going to say something, but I'll wait. Go first.
I just kind of wanted to kind of a lot in the mood here for a second, because
oh well, let's get
anyway,
all the depression stuff out of the way first, but then we can like
Okay.
I love how we get to the emotional show first, and then we're like, oh, yeah, by the way, what's your favorite TV show? But seriously. Now, one more thing, and then we'll change the subject because it is totally sad. Yeah, Cody, see, I don't like posts. I don't talk to people about, like, issues I have or whatever, but, like, I'll text Cody if something happens. Like, if I'm in the car, see, I have really bad anxiety over being on the road, obviously, because I had an accident.
Right.
And I hate being – driving doesn't bother me, but I hate being the passenger because I feel
That's
like I'm
really
not
hard.
In control, even though it wouldn't have mattered if I wasn't in control when it happened. So it wouldn't have mattered. But, like, the other day I was in the backseat of the car, and we were going down the road, and somebody, like, behind us wasn't paying attention, I guess. I don't know what they were doing. But they slammed on the brakes, and, like, I heard the brakes, like, squeal, and I was, like, freaking out all of a sudden because, like, I thought this car was going to hit us. And my mom was like, they're not paying attention because she had her signal on, and they didn't notice, I guess.
Right.
But I freaked in, like, 1 second. It totally changed, like, the rest of my day. And I texted Cody, and I was like, this just happened. I'm freaking out. I'm, like, in tears. And he was like, wow, like, I didn't realize it was, like, such a huge, like, response. And, like, I can't, obviously,
right.
I can't change that. Like, that's just what happens. But it's, like,
and you just
got to
process through it. Yeah,
yeah,
you
like,
just
got
to process
understand,
through
like,
it and allow that to take your time to do that. You just have to.
It's, like, something that can change, like, the rest of your day in, like, 1 minute. I totally understand what you're saying because that, like, changed my whole day, like, in the middle of the afternoon just because somebody wasn't paying attention. Like, it's just crazy how much, like, one single incident, like, a whole year ago can change your life so drastically, so quick.
It can.
Okay, Cody, now you can talk. I was going to say you can lighten up
anyway,
now.
There's a couple questions I wanted to ask. You talked about the music and getting up on stage. You've recently been getting up on stage quite a bit. How's that been for you?
Well, it's different because I forgot to mention earlier how I had incredible stage fright before I started performing independently on my own outside of church. I had horrific stage fright, and I got over that through performing and just pushing past my fears, going to, you know, music, what was it, karaoke contest, singing contest, you name it, I did it to get over that. And I eventually did, just got up in front of as many people as I could. Since the car accident, that has probably been the hardest thing. It's not that I'm scared to be in front of people. It's that my nervous system has to calm down. It's to be on stage again. So I'm learning tools and things to help me be able to do that. But it's different. It's very different. It's not like it was before, but this time, I don't know. I have such a new look at how I do my music now. I mean, I'm up there, and I just, because the music is my therapy, like my physical therapist said, you need to be doing music at least 5 times a day, at least. It is what is going to, it is the one thing that is going to heal your brain. So when I get up on stage, I'm literally doing my therapy. I am up there literally fighting and pushing myself to help heal myself. And so music,
you know,
when I get up on that stage, it's for myself now too. So it should have been from the beginning. Yeah.
And it was interesting. Of course, I knew the show was today, and I was reading through an article, and it said singing helps not only physically but physiologically too.
I can get that.
Releases chemicals, oxytocin, and endorphins. So.
Dopamine. Haha, I knew that because I talked about that today in class.
Wow.
No, actually, I totally understand that. Like, okay, you know, Cody, you know this because obviously you've been around the block for a minute, but Broken Wing, Martina McBride, favorite song ever. That song, for some reason, like, no matter what I'm feeling, if I'm depressed, even though that song is, like, when you think about it, this song is about, like, this, like, emotionally abused woman, who, like,
basically,
you know, overcomes this issue. But that song is just, like, it always, always, always changes, like, the way I feel. And, like, I'll sing it because, you know, I like to sing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my thing. So, yeah, I get it. That's totally – and I remember – I just remember this yesterday. Megan, my sister, Megan, she – when I was hurt, like, the day that we wrecked, I went home with my grandparents that night because, like, I couldn't sleep in bed. So I went to sleep there because they had a recliner. And Megan texted me, and she was like, in quotes, she's like, with a broken wing, she still sings. You have a broken wing. Can you still sing? And so it always was my favorite, and it always, like, meant so much to me. And now
sweet.
I always – and now when I think about that, it makes me laugh. Like, I think it's the funniest thing. Then I was like, what is
yeah.
she saying? Because I was messed up, but now
yeah.
it's so funny
yeah, so,
to me.
You know, and something else I hadn't really talked about. Well, I've talked about this to Em, but
because I'm special, everyone.
After,
not really, just because I'm
true.
The only one that,
true.
You know, won't tell.
But there, after I got out of the hospital in April, I could not sing a note for the longest time, and that scared the crap out of me.
Right. Yeah.
That never happened to me. I can't imagine if I lost my voice.
That,
like, as
that
much as I talk, been. As much as I sing, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how you guys handled that, seriously.
It was, you know, I'll be completely honest with you. Not being able to sing for those 3 months or whatever, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with.
Well, I knew, okay,
yeah.
I knew, like, when he told me he couldn't sing, I knew that, like, it would be okay because the reason he couldn't sing, like, I knew everything that happened, like, from a medical perspective,
yep.
just because I was, like, being told everything.
Thing.
Yeah, and I knew everything, and I knew that, like, he was intubated, and that's, like, really common, and I'm a nursing student, so I'm not just a WebMD person, just for anyone out there who thinks I'm a WebMD psycho. I'm not. I'm a nursing student. But
right.
I knew that that's what it was, and I was like, it's going to be fine. Like, you're going to be able to sing, but, like, that doesn't make anyone feel better when they can't. Like, that doesn't really
yeah,
help.
Yeah.
Like, my, you know, you can't just take my word for it.
No, because you're in the moment.
Yeah.
I texted him back, and I'm like, are you sure about this?
Yeah, I was like, you're going to be fine, I promise. And he thinks I'm crazy because, like, when I, like, read medical journals on the internet and stuff, and he's like, would you quit reading the internet and telling me, like, diagnosing me? And I'm like, I'm sorry,
would
I can't
you,
help it.
Please quit self-diagnosing at this point.
No, okay, I don't self-diagnose.
That's
funny. I diagnose other people, but he was like, this is what's wrong with me, and this is happening, and this, and I'm like, dude, I got you. And this was after he came home from the hospital. He's like, would you please quit reading medical journals? I was like, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, no, I get it. I thought I was gonna go into a coma at any moment because of how much I was
mm-hmm.
still blacking out. And
I thought I was gonna, like, go into a coma too when I had the concussion. I really thought, like, I was like, Mom, can you make sure I'm breathing every couple hours? And she's like, what is wrong with you? I said, because I'm afraid. Okay, like, it's a symptom. And she's like, you need
yeah.
to take it back, and you're going to be fine. Like, because I remember once when I had a concussion, I remember another time I thought I might, but, like, when you only have, like, a mild concussion, they can't really do much to tell you. Like, if you have the symptoms, they'll say, yes, this is what's wrong with you, or no, this is not what's wrong with you, and this is what you should do. But I remember once I, like, hit my head, and I was like, what if I have a concussion? And she's like, you're fine. And I was like, but I already had a concussion once. What if I have one?
Right.
And she's like, no, you're
oh,
fine.
Yeah.
But can you make sure I'm breathing every few hours? And she was like, Emily, calm down. But
no,
seriously, that's like
you
the
know,
mindset.
No, I'm going to, on Wednesday, I guess that's tomorrow, I'm going down to the Independence Center in Colorado Springs with Tim Gore, and they're going to show me some great resources for traumatic brain injury to help me to do more therapies and great resources for adults with disabilities that need help.
That's great.
So,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
So
hey,
I mean, that kind of stuff is great.
Cody,
we've
I remember you
about...
thought that I was – I know, we're running out of time. Let me say this really fast.
Yep, we're running out of time at this point.
I know, we have like 6 minutes, but let me say this really quick.
Okay.
I remember Cody, I told him this like not that long ago. I had, when I was still in high school, I was in 15, I guess, when I had a concussion and I was in a play. And I remember I went to the hospital and they told me that was what's wrong with me and like to take it easy, basically, you know, just a couple months should be fine. Most people with a mild concussion, it's like 6 weeks to a couple months. And I went to rehearsal and Cody, I told him that like 3 months ago and he's like, there's something seriously wrong with you. I was like, well, no, I wanted to go. I worked hard to get there. Like, I was going anyway. But he thought I was, like, crazy because I was like, no, I went to rehearsal after that. And then people were like, well, are you okay? And I was like, well, I have a concussion. And they're like, well, why are you here? And I said, because you're all here. Like, you're all here. When you're here, I want to be here.
I get it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I wore sunglasses inside. I looked like, you know, Stevie Wonder walking around. With my sunglasses
basically
inside.
Basically what I've been doing. Yep.
Yep. Sunglasses inside. There's nothing wrong with the sunglasses inside. I wore like, I looked like probably homeless with my outfit of choice. But you know what? I was having a rough day, I guess.
Hey,
rough
it doesn't month. Matter. You don't care at that point. I usually wear ball caps, sunglasses,
nope.
And earplugs. So.
Yeah, I literally would wear, I wore sunglasses inside. And like when I wasn't, like when I wasn't needed, I was, like, backstage where it was dark, just hanging out, doing my thing. And then when it was, like, when I was needed, I would sit out there. And then when everybody was sitting out in the house or whatever, I would go sit backstage. You know what? You got to do what you got to do. But Cody thought I was totally crazy because I told him that I did that. And I was like, well, I had to be there. Like, it was important.
Right?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Right.
Well, and you'll have to check out Jay Forks' design. On BigCartel.com for the jewelry. You'll have to, because since you love jewelry, you'll absolutely have to check her out because I think you'll really like
it. I followed you back.
Sorry,
I'm
Cody. I mean, you could wear it too if you wanted to.
If I buy it, he'll wear it because he loves me.
Oh, yeah. Before we go, I did want to give you an opportunity to tell people where they can follow you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
awesome.
Anything.
Yes. Follow me. You can follow me at Whiskey Kate Official on Facebook. There's concert schedules. My music's on there from Reverb Nation. If you want to go stream all my music during my car accident recovery, I just put anything and everything I had. So it's on ReverbNation.com at Whiskey Kate. Twitter, you can follow me. I'm WhiskeyKate82, Instagram, WhiskeyKate82. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
That's awesome.
I followed
and
you
I
back
follow
on Twitter.
You,
but I did.
Like I said, I follow you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. So I got you covered.
I'm about to be joining the Snapchat family in just a few minutes. I'll join the Snap family.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on and talking and just sharing your stories with everyone and with me. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that it's really inspiring to hear other people talk about something that they're overcoming, and despite, you know, what they're going through, they're pushing through it to show others that this isn't the end and you can push through it and you can keep moving forward.
Yeah, and no one has to ever be ashamed, you guys. If anyone wants to share, come on the show, and we would love to have you,
absolutely.
If you're not a musician, even if you're not, like, it doesn't matter who you are. If you want to share, come on the show. We'd love to talk to you. There's no shame in sharing, and
we're willing to listen.
Interested. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I speak for M2 when I say, I've got a lot of respect for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he kept telling me before you came on the show, he was like, she's coming on the show, you need, like, this, and I was like, okay, stop bothering me, like, I'm so bad now. Like, I'm always like, Cody, stop bothering me, like, it's a whole month away, please, stop. And then I was like, okay, like, he's like, no, her story's really great, you're gonna love it, and I was like, okay, like, all right, quit bothering me, you text me this every day, I already understand what you're saying, but now I'm like, okay, I understand now what he meant, so, sorry, Cody.
You know,
I get it now.
I tell all of our guests this, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
just
you have to come
your
back.
Your kind
and
words
keep us
and encouragement
up.
Have been great. I absolutely would love that. Yeah, I'm working on some new music with Andrew Lay at City of Sound in L.A. right now. I'm going to be putting some new music out since my voice has changed so much. It's grittier. And so I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll definitely have to share that with y'all once it's done.
Sweet. Oh, and,
yeah,
and
on your recovery.
And you said,
well, we'd love to talk more about it.
You said you're living in Colorado now, right? That is a beautiful state.
It is.
I was
it's
there
gorgeous.
In,
I live in the middle of nowhere.
Is it cold there yet already? I don't know.
It's 90 right now in Denver. So.
Okay, it's 90 wow. here too, but it never gets cold in Alabama. So I wonder because other people are like, yeah, it's only 60 here today. And I'm like, I hate you. It's 95 here today.
And I was in Colorado for a Rockies baseball game. So it's
nice.
It's a gorgeous state.
I just went to my first baseball game, Rockies baseball game, last night.
I saw
so
that.
So that was really exciting.
On,
it was so exciting, yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'll message you on Twitter because I'm actually writing a book about my travels to all 30 major league stadiums. I'll message you more
awesome.
About that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well.
We need a group text.
I'm
all for it, just in case anyone's wondering.
I thank you again for taking the time. All right,
Cody, they're
going to
kick us off
so.
Of Blog Talk. We don't shut up. So.
Yeah, they are. So I thank you again for doing this today.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Emily. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for coming. Come back.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Anytime.
I'll talk to you on Twitter, okay?
All right, y'all. Y'all take care. Thank y'all for listening, and thank you for having me on.
Of course.
All right, I'm back, Kate.
Bye.
Well, that actually went a tad longer than I expected, but anyway.
I didn't think that. Well, okay, all seriousness, guys, when Cody told me he was coming on the show, and he kept telling me, like, oh, her story's really great. Cody gets inspired by everything. So I didn't really – I take it kind of – not with a grain of salt. That makes me sound like I don't listen to what you say. What's another way to say it that – oh, well, I don't know.
It,
I just didn't like Cody too seriously.
Went in one ear and out the other, basically.
Yeah, I didn't take him too terribly serious over this because Cody's, like, emotional about everything. And so I'm like, maybe it's
pretty
just
much.
Him being himself. But, no, I understand now. I get it. And it was great. And – I love her. She needs
she
to
was
back.
Great. Yes, she does. On October 4th, we have another show, sort of like this one we did today, with a singer-songwriter, Dana
again,
Marie.
Dude.
You're going to have to.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, well, we're going to get you off in literally like 30 seconds if we don't stop talking.
So I'm going
to
gonna let you go in. And wrap up, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. I hope you enjoyed our interview with the super inspiring Miss Whiskey Kate. I think that'll do it for the announcements. So I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Whit Desert Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.